You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Paytm Money, one of India's largest direct mutual fund selling platforms, decided to discontinue selling mutual funds directly on its platform and instead move investors to its broking business for DMAT accounts. Paytm Money asked customers to comply with additional KYC norms as part of the platform's shift to the services of BSE Star, a MF transaction platform. This shift entails users getting a unique client code and a DMAT account. Users need to complete the additional KYC steps to migrate by 25th July, or their future investments in mutual funds, including systematic investment plans and redemptions, will be stopped, the company said. Paytm Money has been offering direct mutual fund purchases on its own platform using an RIA code. Now, investors will instead need to use the broker code for transactions on the BSE Star platform. Now on to this week's biggest aviation update. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation on Wednesday issued a show-cause notice to SpiceJet after the low-cost carrier reported 8 technical malfunction incidents involving its planes over the last 18 days, flagging safety oversight, inadequate maintenance, and payment-related shortage of spares. SpiceJet has failed to establish safe, efficient, and reliable air services under the terms of Rule 134 and Schedule 11 of the Aircraft Rules 1937, the notice issued by the DGCA stated. Later, SpiceJet said in a statement that it is in receipt of the DGCA notice and will be responding within the specified time period. SpiceJet's chairman and managing director Ajay Singh told PTI in an interview that the airline will now be doubly careful and strengthen inspection of the aircraft before they leave to operate flights. Moving on, in yet another instance of the government coming down hard on Chinese firms, the enforcement director this week conducted searches at 44 places across the country in a money laundering investigation against smartphone manufacturer Vivo and related firms. After the Indo-China border tensions in mid-2020, the government has been taking a tough stance against Chinese investments. It banned more than 300 Chinese apps the same year and barred vendors from countries sharing land border with India from bidding for any public projects without its prior approval. Subsequently, Chinese telecom handset firms and gear manufacturers have been subjected to searches by ED and the Income Tax Department for alleged violation of financial laws. Sources said that the searches at Vivo are being carried out under sections of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act at locations in several states, including in Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Meghalaya, Maharashtra, and others. A Vivo India spokesperson said they are cooperating with authorities. Now here is what happened in the crypto sector this week. India's new cryptocurrency tax dealt a heavy blow to the country's crypto exchanges, adding to broader sectoral woes and sending trading volumes plunging up to 90%. The 1% tax on Indian cryptocurrency trades from the start of this month has been a further disincentive for investors in a market where a burdensome regulatory regime and a 30% digital income tax had already knocked volumes by 60 to 70%, traders and industry executives said. We are scraping the bottom of the barrel as far as volumes are concerned, Rajgopal Menon, Vice President, WazirX Crypto Exchange said. While Indian exchanges have been hit, trading volumes globally have edged higher as prices of cryptocurrencies have come down. Bitcoin, the world's largest cryptocurrency, has had the worst quarter on record, with the price down 56% and the outlook still changing. Meanwhile, continuing its war of words with Future Group, U.S. retailer Amazon has alleged that a letter sent by the independent directors of Future Retail was to only obfuscate the issues they were obligated to answer. The e-commerce giant denied all the allegations and sought withdrawal of the letter with immediate effect, even as it urged FRL's independent directors to discharge their statutory obligations. The Amazon letter, dated July 4th, came ahead of a tribunal's order, which is expected any time in a petition filed by Bank of India seeking insolvency proceedings against debt-laden FRL. In other news, India's joblessness rate rose to 7.8% in June from 7.12% in the previous month. As the rural unemployment level spiked 141 basis points to 8.03%, showed the data compiled by the Centre for Monitoring Indian Economy. CMIE's MD and CEO Mahesh Vyas said the spurt in rural joblessness is transitory. Vyas said that the overall unemployment rate is range-bound in the range of 7-8%. In June, the rural unemployment rate increased, but the urban unemployment rate did not. Vyas said that this is like a transitory increase in rural unemployment. He further added that as sowing gathers momentum, this rate is expected to decline. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.